Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I am your host, Lawmaster. I will present information on the watch of the law, all caps, giving attention to the author of the watch, the object of the watch, the content of the watch, the purpose of the watch, and the example of the performance of the watch. Then I will speak briefly on the spirit of the Lord All Caps, noting what the Lord All Caps spirit is, who is responsible for the Lord All Caps spirit, and the provider of the Lord All Caps spirit. The Gentiles have been under the papal commandment to watch, that is to say, to watch for the signs of the coming and presence of God on earth. To hear the signs I have presented on this program, download the episodes with signs in the titles. This is the papacy's law to the Gentiles regarding the watch for God. Matthew 27:65. We have "Ye Gentiles have a watch." 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant. 2 Timothy 4:5. Watch thou in all things. Mark 13:33. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. And that is to say, for ye know not when the time of God's presence on earth is. Matthew 24:42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord God doth come. I note here that Lord there is spelled capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord God doth come. Second Chronicles 23:6. All the people shall keep the watch of the Lord, all caps. And Mark 13:37. I, the Lord, all caps, say to all, watch. It is clear from the preceding law that the Pope and the Gentiles have been legally obliged to be on the watch for God. The Pope and the people have been informed of the presence of God on earth, so they are without excuse. There we have the papacy's law of the watch. And just in summation of it, the Gentiles are and have been under this law. They were to be watching for God by watching for the signs of the presence and the coming of God. We're going to look at a story in Matthew, chapter 2, and the story, the fictitious story, is purposeful and relevant. I will read parts of Matthew, chapter 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." When they, the wise men, had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented to him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Second Kings 2:15. Second Kings 2:15. Says, "And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him." What do we have in this story? We have in this story wise men. The wise men saw a star. The star is a sign of the presence of one being, of one born here on earth. One born having authority, they say here, he that is born king of the Jews. They saw the star. They followed the star. And they followed the star until they got to the place where the young child was with his mother. The star, the sign. In the case for God, the Gentiles have been given signs, and they have been told by the law of the watch to be on the watch for the sign. Of course, I have given the signs in earlier broadcasts, I believe two different episodes, so you would have to look up those episodes in order to hear the signs if you have not heard them. So, the story is about wise men following the sign. The men did not give up in their following the sign. They looked for the sign. When they saw the sign, they followed the sign. When the sign appeared, because they were watching, they saw it. They did not lose the knowledge of the sign. They did not neglect their duty. They did not work at the, they did not wink at the sign. They were informed of the facts. They took cognizance of the signs and acted in the prescribed manner. In the end, they were faithful, showing a strong sense of duty. Luke 17:10, we have a statement, we have done that which was our duty. Out of which we speak today, the duty of which we speak today, or which I speak today, is the duty of watching. The duty of watching the sign. Being on the watch for God. The signs have been sent out. The signs have been manifested. The signs have appeared. We have the signs and the wonders of God. The Gentiles, the Pope included, are without excuse to do their duty for God. Okay? And the Gentiles should be just as the wise men. And that's why they are called wise men, because they kept the knowledge, they observed the knowledge, they followed the knowledge, and the knowledge brought them to, the knowledge manifested the one they were looking for. So is it with the Gentiles and God. The knowledge of God gives an accurate description of God and shows without failure and without mistake God, or shows the presence of God on earth. They were wise men. They kept the law. They did that which was their duty. Now, the other story, there is another one, and that, of course, is Luke 2. A similar story, and a story with the same message. And I will read Luke 2. and I will start at verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch. Did you get that? Keeping watch. And that's what the Gentiles have been doing according, or should have been doing according to the scriptures. Keeping watch for God. Keeping watch for the signs of the coming and presence of God on earth. So, they were abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And did you get that? In the reading of the description that the where the Lord all caps said, all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord all caps. Okay, and we have the good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see the thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And I have made known by means of this program the coming, the presence of God on earth. I have made that known. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Now, with respect to these two stories, we have a statement in Matthew 1, verse 22, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. And of course, the prophet, and I have shown on this broadcast, the prophets have prophesied of the coming of God. They have given the signs of the coming of God, and I have compiled those signs. I have put them together, and I have presented them to the world by means of this Lawmasters program. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophets. All of this has to do with keeping watch. Keeping the watch of the Lord, all caps, the Gentiles, all the Gentiles shall keep the watch of the Lord, all caps. The Lord, all caps, hath spoken. So, both of the stories, in the stories, there is one or more people who see the sign, they follow the sign. The signs in the second story is that of the angel of the Lord coming upon them with the glory of the Lord shining about them, round about them. In the first story, the sign is a star. And, of course, as I've said, these things have to do with, these two stories have to do with the Gentiles keeping the watch of the Lord, all caps, the Gentiles performing their duty as relates to the watch of the Lord, all caps. We see that also in the first story, presents were presented. And I read Psalm 76, verse 11. Psalm 76, verse 11 says, "Vow and pay unto the Lord, all caps, your God." Here's the reason I turn to the statement. "Let all that be round about him," God, "bring presents unto him," or to him, "that ought to be feared." And right above that in verse 7, the Lord, all caps, has said to me, "Thou, even thou, art to be feared. And who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry?" So, in the first story, the wise men brought presents to the one they, to the one the sign led them to. Okay. Is there another thing? The statement in Luke 2:15. "See this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." And what is that which I have made known to the people? I have made known to the people the coming and presence of God on earth, where no man is, no man being a nickname for God. In the Bible, the Gentiles speak to me, and they have applied the nickname "no man" to me. No man, a nickname for God. See the thing which has come to pass. What has come to pass? The papacy has put out a call for God. God, I have heard the call, I've received the call, and I have responded to the call. All these things on this program are in response to the call I have received of the papacy. Also, see the thing which the Lord has made known to us. Here lately, I have been making known the judgment of the Lord, all caps, the judgment coming from the Lord, all caps. I have been making that known to you. I have sent out a summons, and I'll get to this later, to the Pope. And in that summons, the Pope was ordered to do a certain thing, and we will talk about that later on in the program. So, wise men. The shepherds were also wise men. Okay? Wise men. Are the Gentiles following the Lord all caps watch? They should be. That is a duty they are to be doing. The word of God has gone out. I have sent out my word to the thing which the Lord has made known to us. I have sent out my word. Signs included, expectations, promises of God, the law of God. I have made that known and brought it forth and made it known. the law of this thing on the Lord, all caps, watch, this law of the watch is just another proof of the infallible things that I have brought forth to the Gentiles. Okay. In Acts 1, verse 3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. I have shown to the Pope, the papacy, to the world. First of all, that I am alive simply by this program, by means of this program. I'm here talking today, as I have been for some time now. I have shown myself alive and by many infallible proofs. The proofs being all the information that I presented on this program. Proof in every episode. I have presented proofs. Okay? And all one has to do is regard, consider the information on the many episodes, on all the episodes of this program. And you have the infallible proofs. And the law on the watch, the law on the watch is just another proof, another infallible proof. Other proofs are the law on all things, the law of God, the word that the Lord all caps has said to me, the things the Lord all caps has said to me, the promises, papal promises to God, papal expectations concerning God, and on. The many infallible proofs of the coming and presence of God on earth, where no man is, no man being a reference to myself. And also, as you have noticed and do notice from these programs, that I not only present the law, but I apply the law. The law comes with application. And that is evident in the thing I have been talking about for the past 2 weeks. This week, this is the third week, when you consider the judgment of God. Actually, when you consider the whole backyard of my speaking, my presentations on this program, all right, so we have the information on the watch. We know the watch has, the order of the watch has come down from the papacy, the Lord all caps. We know that the Gentiles are the object of the watch, the law of the watch, and we know that all Gentiles are under that commandment of the watch. And we know also that the watching for the signs of the presence of God, the signs are there. The signs have been fulfilled. And as I said, the Gentiles are without excuse. So we move on. And not just the Gentiles are without excuse, but the world now becomes without excuse in knowing God, the God of the Bible, the God that the Bible has talked about, prophesied of. The world is without now I will speak of the Spirit. I have a question here. Question of interest. Job 34:17. Job 34:17 says, "Shall even he that hateth right govern?" And I'm getting ahead of that. Okay. But that is a question of interest. Shall he that hateth right govern? All right. And speaking of the Spirit, Isaiah 42:1. The Lord all caps said, "I have put my Spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles." I have put my Spirit upon him. Now, what is this Spirit that he has put upon whom? Okay, the Spirit is the true intention. The true intention of the Word. The true intention of the Lord, all caps, in his Word. The Spirit is the true intention. The Spirit is the mind. The mind. The Spirit is the plan. The mind of the Lord, the plan of the Lord, all caps. And we have Romans 11. And we have a question here with regard to the mind of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the mind of the Lord, the plan, the will of the Lord, all caps. And just think about this, consider this, if not the letter of the law, the Spirit of the law. And we have a question here in Romans 11:34. "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor?" Let's turn to Jeremiah 23:15. Jeremiah 23:15. Jeremiah 23:18. "For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord," all caps, "and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it?" Okay. All right. So in spirit, we are speaking about the plan, the Lord, all caps, plan. It's mine. It's plan. It's intention. Spirit, we speak of the true intention. What is really intent? What is the intent? What is the will? What is the mind? What is the plan of the Lord? So the Lord has put that, the Lord has said, "I have put my Spirit upon him." The hymn is a reference to God. The Lord all caps says to me in 1 Corinthians 14:16. "Thou shalt bless with the Spirit. Thou shalt gladden with the Spirit. Okay? We have Isaiah 11, verse 2. Which reads, and the Spirit of the Lord, all caps, shall rest upon him. Talk to him is God. The true intention of the Lord, all caps, shall rest upon him. The true intention with respect to wisdom and understanding. The true intention with respect to counsel and might, the true intention with respect to knowledge. The Spirit of the Lord, all caps, shall rest upon him. All right? So we put these things together. The Lord, all caps, says, I have put my Spirit upon him, God. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. And the word said to me, thou shalt bless with the Spirit. Thou shalt bless with the true intention of the word of the Lord, all caps. So God has the responsibility of making known the Lord, all caps, mind, his true intention, his plan. And, of course, obviously, that is what I do. That is what I have been doing. That is what I do on this program here. I make known the Lord, all caps, mind. I make known his will, his true intention, the true intention of Bible content. I make it known. I make it clear. I make it understandable, just as I do in my book, the book of the law of God, all things are demonstrated power of God. I make known the mind of the Lord. So in answer to the question, let's go back to the question, Romans 11:34, who hath known the mind of the Lord? And here I'm speaking of the Lord, all caps. I have come to an understanding of the Lord, all caps, mind. I have come to an understanding of the plan, the design of the Lord, all caps, that has been placed in the book, the authorized version, the AVB. But when the average person reads the authorized version, he does not see the design, he does not see the plan, therefore he does not know or understand, neither comprehend the will of the Lord, all caps, because things are out of order in the AVB. Your Bible has disordered crucial information in it. All right? So you cannot come to the knowledge of the Lord will just by simply reading its content, the content of the AVB. Right? I have made the content of the AVB, the crucial content of the AVB, I have made it understandable, and I am making it known. So, now, and I read this earlier, I am, so as we leave this portion here on the Spirit, and we don't actually leave it, take it with us, I turn to Isaiah 42, verse 4. Isaiah 42, verse 4. Here we go. This is speaking, here the Lord all caps speaks of God. He says in Isaiah 42, verse 4, He, God, shall not fail nor be discouraged. Okay? And here, after that, we have, I just want to focus on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, on the five words. Those five words are set judgment in the earth. Set judgment in the earth. The word set here means to cause to be in working or proper condition. It means put in order, arrange. So, in the commandment here, set judgment in the earth, what is he saying? He is saying arrange judgment. Put judgment in order. Isn't that something? And as I have said, that is what I do with Bible content, crucial matter of Bible content. I put it in order. The AZB has information on judgment. The commandment to me is set judgment in the earth. It could be a two-word judgment, set a two-word commandment, which is set judgment. Put in order judgment. Put judgment in order. Arrange judgment. Let me give you a demonstration of that, which I have done with regard to setting judgment in order. And I go back a couple of broadcasts, and I'm just going to read this. I'm not going to give the references. I have already given the references, but just to demonstrate my setting of judgment in order, my arranging judgment. Here we go. That is determined shall be done, do not err. He, God, shall tell thee, the Pope, and all other Gentiles, what thou oughtest to do. Ye shall know that I, this present writer speaker, I, God, am the Lord God. The word which I have spoken shall be done. Fear God and keep his commandments. By him actions are weighed. The Gentiles are to fulfill the word of God, the words of God shall be fulfilled. Have faith in God. Be angry, be ye angry and sin not. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Sin is a transgression of the law. The wages of sin is death. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Whosoever sinneth transgresses also the law. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. For his iniquity that he hath done shall he die. Ye shall die in or because of your sin. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. I say to you, when one does that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. He that doeth evil hath not seen God. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, God. Whatsoever he, God, saith to you, do it. This do and live. Do not sin, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. They, the Gentiles, shall therefore keep mine, the Lord all caps 40, lest they bear sin for it, and die, therefore, if they profane it. Therefore shall ye, Gentiles, keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord, all caps. And that was the quotation there. Do thou for me, O God the Lord, according to this judgment shall it be done to him or her, when he, she, whosoever sins, shall be judged. Let him, her, be condemned. Let his, her days be few. The judge shall judge him or her. God is the judge. Let judgment be executed speedily upon him or her, whether it be to death, or to banishment, or to confiscation of goods, or to imprisonment. That is in there. Let's read on. Forgive not there those who stand iniquity. Forgive not their iniquity. If they obey not, they shall perish by the sword. They shall bear their sin. The Lord's declaration, all the sinners of my people shall die by the sword. They that strive with thee, God, shall perish. The nation and kingdom that will not serve shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. That is a demonstration of my putting judgment in order, my arranging judgment. The judgment has to do with sin. And it is clear in there, one of those statements I'll probably take out, but just as things are, they are right now. The focus is on sin and its punishment, that of death. And the death is to be by the sword. And these things come from the Lord, all caps. These things come from the AVB. These things come from the Authorized Version Bible. So that's my demonstration of fulfilling that two-word command, set judgment, arrange judgment, put judgment in proper order, put judgment in proper working order or condition. Okay. Now you can mark that statement as being fulfilled. It is done. The statement is in Isaiah 42, verse 4. And it says, set judgment in the earth. Just mark that five-word statement as being completed, as being done, as being fulfilled by God. Okay? And we know that this is good because the statement in Mark says what? The scriptures must be fulfilled. Okay? Now, I have a little more information to put to the judgment that I just read. And I will, let me give a summary or synopsis of what has already occurred on the program today. I presented new information dealing with the watch of the Lord, all caps. The watch of the Lord, all caps, descended, the order of the watch of the Lord, all caps, descended from the papacy. And the object of the order, the commandment, was the Gentiles, all Gentiles shall keep the watch of the Lord. I presented two stories demonstrating keeping watch, or demonstrating a watch being kept. One from Matthew 2 and the other from Luke chapter 2. I then went on to speak about the Spirit of the Lord, all caps, God has been delegated the responsibility of compiling the Spirit and presenting the Spirit, making known the Spirit of the Lord, all caps. And we said, I said, Spirit means the true intention of the Lord, all caps, the true intention of the Word, the true intention of the law, the true intention, the mind, the plan of the Lord, all caps. I have been given the responsibility of making that known, and that's what I'm doing on this program. I want to also give the call-in number, and maybe I can do that now. The call-in number is 718-664-6262. The call-in number is 718-664-6262. And, of course, I do want to hear from you, the listeners. I want feedback. Of course, those who know nothing of the law, you can keep yours. But those who are following my program, following my information, I want to hear from you. Call in. I have just given you the call in number. Call in. Let me hear from you. Now that kind of gave me a little breather. I will now continue with the substance of the program. In Exodus 21:31, we find these words. Exodus 21:31 says, and what is important here is the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the last 10 words, which says, according to this judgment shall it be done to him. Now, also I am instructed of the Lord, all caps. I have read to you information regarding the judgment a few minutes ago. And now the Lord, all caps, tells me, according to that judgment which I read, shall it be done to him or her who speaks. I have shown the sentence of judgment spoken of in Deuteronomy 17, verse 9. Deuteronomy 17, verse 9. And they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. Now, let me say this. In the definition of the word sentence, we find judgment. And also in the definition of the word judgment, we find sentence. Show the sentence of judgment. You heard that sentence of judgment. You heard that sentence. You heard that judgment when I read the law just a few minutes ago. And, of course, that judgment can be seen in the preceding two programs. I say again, that judgment can be seen in the preceding two programs, in the descriptions there of the preceding two programs. If you want to be up on the judgment, and you should be, you should want to be up on the judgment. Now it says here, Joshua 22:31, 22:31. To the end of the statement, let me see here, just bear with me. Okay, 22:31, Joshua, we have these words here, because ye have not committed this trespass against the Lord, all caps. Now, so in order to understand that statement, I have to refresh your memory. Who is being judged here? I'm speaking of judgment. I have been speaking of judgment. Who is being judged? It is the Pope that is being judged. The current Pope is Pope Benedict XVI. He is the one being judged. It is to him this judgment applies right now. All right? What has he done? Well, first I must remind you of what I have done. I have sent out a summons to the Pope. The Pope was to appear before God and in the presence of God October 17, 2010, 12 o'clock noon, 12 o'clock p.m. He did not show. He did not appear before God at the appointed time. No. And I put in a complaint. In my complaint, it is stated that I call my servant the Pope, and my servant the Pope gave me no answer. All right? That is a trespass. Now, what is a trespass? A trespass is a transgression. What is a transgression? A transgression is a breach of a law, promise, etc. Okay. The Pope was to, it was expected that the Pope respond to the summons, respond and obey and fulfill the summons, and appear before God at the appointed time, which he did not do. So the statement here says, because ye have not committed this trespass against the Lord. And we may have to continue this later on in the next broadcast. Ye have not committed, and this, the Lord all caps is speaking to Pope Benedict, ye have not committed this trespass against the Lord. But has he? Because what has the Lord all caps said? The Lord all caps has said, whatsoever God saith to you, do it. Lord all caps has said, fear God and keep his commandment. My commandment said to the Pope, appear before God in the presence of God, October 17, 2010, 12 o'clock p.m., which he did not do. So, what I'm saying here is the Pope trespassed the word of the Lord, all caps, in his not fulfilling the summons that was sent by me, God. Okay? So, the Lord, the Pope, transgressed the word of the Lord, all caps. And there we have a new thing. The Pope has transgressed the word of the Lord, all caps. Therefore, the Pope has sinned against the Lord, all caps. Has he sinned against God? Yes. Because he did not follow or keep the word of God. Has he sinned against the Lord, all caps? Yes, he has. Why? because he has done contrary to that which the Lord, all caps, has said. Now, there are a lot of details in the judgment. I have been informed that my hour is about up. And we will have to continue this the next time. So, join me again next week, next Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m., hopefully, for another episode of Lawmasters, Law of God program. Thank you.